Today's episode of Distorted View features additional content for Sideshow members only.
Ting!
I've waited so long for this party in my pants to be unleashed!
It's Sextastic Tuesday.
Chew on your own foreskin, yeah. Every pussy looks like a toilet to me. A big shitty toilet. As long as you let me shoot a wad on your jugs, pour some cock coffee in your little cunt mug.
Don't you try to fuck my tits now.
Yeah.
Don't you try to fuck my tits now.
Daddy's right here.
Yeah.
Penis. I beat my big fucking penis. Penis. I beat my big fucking penis.
Yeah.
Beautiful goddamn fucking cock.
I fucked dead pig.
Don't. It's made of horse urine.
Shut my dead pig!
Hey, freaks, it's Tuesday, September 14th, 2010. Coming up on the program today, sperm brokers plus hanging onto the hood for your dear life and stinky rotting babies. All of this plus a classic edition of Sextastic Tuesday on an extended episode of Distorted View Daily.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes, Timothy Amber Thiessen, this is the Distorted View Show. Thank you so much for checking out the Tuesday podcast. Got a great show for you. We're going to get into a Sextastic Tuesday right now. For those of you new listeners who might not know what Sextastic Tuesday is, basically every week I try to find a piece of erotic literature, one that's disgusting or bizarre or just poorly written, and I share that with you. So the goal is not really to get you off. This isn't some sort of, you know, smut house or something. No, I'm trying to show you how fucking ridiculous and awful porn on the net is. Today I've got a classic edition from a few years ago. Warning, things are about to get wet and wild. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Sextastic Tuesday.
It's Sextastic Tuesday. On Distorted View.
All right, according to the author, this is a very short story, which might be a good thing. Here we go. Blake slipped his fingers through Jesse's wet lips and pushed into the back of his mouth. Jesse urged and coughed. Blake pushed deeper, again causing Jesse to urge and splutter. Saliva was dripping from Jesse's mouth as Blake pushed into his throat. He urged again, and his back arched. A yellow bile oozed out of Blake's hand, dripping down into Jesse's naked crotch. Blake continued to push his fingers down Jesse's throat, and this time, Jesse arched his back again, urged, and then puked. Yellow-colored vomit spewed from his mouth around Blake's hand. Blake pulled his hand from Jesse's mouth, allowing him to puke freely. Yes! Finally, we've got a gay puke play Sextastic Tuesday story. A lot of you guys have been asking for it, and by a lot, I mean absolutely no one. Let's see where this story's going. Tears roll down his cheeks.
Be careful you don't get AIDS, pervert.
He's kind of a sissy for crying. Tears rolled down his cheeks as vomit sprayed into Blake's crotch, which was now directly in front of him. Blake's 19-year-old cock was fully erect, standing at just over 5 inches. Nothing sexier than a small, puke-covered cock. Jesse's puke was coating his shaft as Jesse finished... Why is he saying urging? Like, in every sentence, someone is urging. I think he means purging, right? As Jesse finished purging over his mate, he reached up and took hold of Blake's cock and rubbed his hands along the length. Chunks of partially digested food slid along the length and collected at the base of the swollen purple head. Bits of hamburger meat and shit. He squeezed a little harder and slid his hand forward further, pushing Blake's foreskin over his cockhead, trapping chunks underneath. Blake rolled his head back in pleasure, closing his eyes, taking in the smell of his classmate's puke, filling the air. He pushed his hips forward and felt... They need to get one of those Glade plug-ins or one of those Bath & Body Work wallflowers. The fresh smell of orchids might help with that puke stench. He pushed his hips forward and felt his cock touch Jesse's sick-coated lips. Jesse opened his mouth and allowed his friend to slide his hard cock into his mouth. The taste of his own puke was still in his mouth, but the feel... But the feel of the lumps of in the... Whoa, Jesus Christ, what a fucking train wreck this story is. People, I've told you this many times, but I really believe these guys who write these sex stories are jerking off as they type it up. Okay, this doesn't make any sense. Where is it at here? The taste of his own puke was still in his mouth, but the feel of the lumps of in the vomit on Blake's cock made him urge again. And there we go with the fucking urge. Blake pushed his cock deeper into Jesse's mouth until he reached the back of his throat. He thrust forward, making Jesse gag yet again. Blake grabbed Jesse's soft blonde hair, and held his head in place as he thrust as deep as he could. Jesse began to choke and then heaved again. Puke drawled out around Blake's cock, dribbled down his balls, and then dripped into Jesse's crotch. Actually, he wrote Jesse's crutch. Which, you know, if Jesse's on crutches, now would not be the best time to have a puke play session. Well, that puke's gonna get stuck in your cast. Jesse's cock was soft, and the small amount of hair around the base was matted and plastered to his body from the puke. With vomit still dripping from Jesse's mouth around his cock, Blake started to thrust in and out of Jesse's mouth. Blake moaned in pleasure as Jesse's full lips slid over his swollen, puke-coated cock. Having Blake thrust his cock into his mouth, Jesse found his cock starting to grow. He reached down and started to massage the sticky hot puke into his stiffening cock, working himself into full erection. Blake pulled his hand out of his friend's mouth and licked his fingers, tasting Jesse's puke. I wish that I had Jesse's puke! I wish I had Jesse's puke! Alright, thank you, Rick Springfield. He sucked his index finger, then slipped his middle finger in as well. Pushing them back into his throat, he urged and then spat saliva down on Jesse's upturned face. He pushed his finger in again and pushed further. His back arched and he coughed. Sticky, clear saliva dripped from his mouth and Jesse opened his mouth in order to swallow it himself. Blake pushed his fingers into his throat once more and finally puked all over Jesse. Vomit splattered over his upturned face and fell onto the floor. Blake leant down and started to kiss Jesse as puke continued to drain from his mouth. Jesse reached up and took hold of Blake's throbbing hard cock. As they kissed through their puke, Blake groaned from the feel of Jesse's puke-covered hand working his cock. Blake's knees started to tremble as his orgasm approached, and then he exploded. Cum shot from his cock, spraying onto Jesse's chest, and then splattered down onto his crotch. Jesse scooped it up and, pulling away from Blake's mouth for a moment, fed his friend his own cum before returning to kissing him again. Blake knelt on the floor and lowered his mouth to Jesse's crotch. I wish that I had Jesse's crotch! I wish that I had Jesse's crotch! Yes. Blake knelt on the floor and lowered his mouth to Jesse's crotch, which was covered in both of their vomit. He began to lick at his crotch and balls, scooping up puke onto his tongue and swallowing it down. Blake then started to suck on Jesse's cock, slowly taking more and more of it into his mouth. His mouth was surrounded with their puke. Jesse slowly thrust in and out of Blake's mouth as he brought him closer and closer to climax. Jesse placed his hands on Blake's head and held him still as he began pumping cum from his cock. Blake swallowed Jesse's load down before Jesse allowed him to come up for air. The boys kissed long and deep, fondling each other's wet, chunky bodies. There you go, Sextastic Tuesday for September 14th, 2010, brought to you by our good friends at AdamandEve.com. For a limited time, you can get 50% off just about any item, and yes, that includes the Wet Turtle Vibrator. People have been asking me. By the way, I clicked on the picture of the Wet Turtle Vibrator, and it blows up the image, you know, to a large size. That fucking thing looks like an office water cooler from the year 2115. It's futuristic and scary. I want it inside of me. Yes, you can get 50% off just about any item. That's half off, my friends. That's what 50 and the percent sign means. Plus, you're going to get free shipping. You're not going to have to worry about those charges. Adam and Eve's going to throw in 3 free adult DVDs and a special mystery gift, all for using coupon code FREAK, F-R-E-A-K. They said, Tim, your show routinely features some of the worst porn we've ever heard. They're real boner killers, and quite frankly, it makes us nauseous. So why don't we offer your freaks the opportunity to get off right good? They actually said right good. I think Adam and Eve is based in Tennessee. I've never received a dildo postmarked from Dolly. What, you know what? I have. Never mind. Anyway, so yes, if you'd like to save 50% off just about any item, use coupon code FREAK at checkout. You'll automatically see all your savings. You'll get the free shipping and all the gifts. Over there at adamandeve.com, there's a link on the show notes today. All right, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted up, fucked up news. Today I have got an extended show, and you can only hear it if you are Sideshow members. Sign up right now. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. SuperFreakSideshow.com. In addition to extended programs, I also do exclusive shows, weekend podcasts, video casts as well. Plus, you get full access to the entire archive of programs. Sign up right now. SuperFreakSideshow.com. All right. 3 quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, this one comes from the great state of Michigan. I'm sorry, pure Michigan.
Our own backyard. Playing in it was always an adventure. The garden became the deepest, darkest rainforest. Running through the sprinkler was like shooting...
Oh, shut up, Tim Allen! God, I hate those ads. Who the fuck wants to go to Michigan? Pure Michigan. Bullshit. All right, a dead baby discovered in a backpack this week. Oh, now I want to go. Is at least the 4th abandoned newborn to surface in northern lower Michigan in recent months. Now that is pure Michigan. A strange smell emanating from a dirty hippie's backpack. No amount of patchouli can cover that up. Dead baby after dead baby piling up on the streets. Back alley abortions and bloody forced miscarriages. That's pure Michigan. Okay, yeah, that kind of makes me want to visit Michigan. Mission accomplished. All right, apparently someone brought a foul-smelling backpack to the City Police Department on Tuesday afternoon, and an officer opened it to discover a dead newborn wrapped inside plastic bags. You'd think the plastic bags would absorb some of the stank. The infant's body has been sent to Spectrum Hospital. That should be their sound effect. Spectrum Hospital. Chow! For an autopsy, and police are contacting local hospitals for information on women who have recently given birth. In Traverse City, officials have authorized involuntary manslaughter charges against 2 women accused of disposing of their newborn babies in or around their homes this spring. One of the women has not been named because she was 15 when she delivered a full-term baby boy at her home and then hid him in a basement closet. The other woman, her name is Lindsay, spelled L-Y-N-Z-E-E, Lindsay. Lindsay Diane Sanders, 27, was charged today with involuntary manslaughter and concealing the death of an infant child in May. The infant was dragged from a shed by a dog, Jesus Christ, and discovered by boys doing yard work. The streak of baby abandonment... cases in the region has prompted local social service agencies to publicize Michigan's safe haven law, which allows parents to legally surrender newborn infants to officials at any hospital or emergency service provider. That's funny. Michigan is one of the few states that has safe haven laws where if you don't want your baby, just throw it at a police officer or something. There is no need to hide it in your backpack or lock it up in the basement. Sloth or something. Alright.
Chocolate.
Yes, sloth. That's a baby Ruth bar.
Ruth baby mouth. Final crown punch to this kid.
Baby?
Talk about
baby.
Oh, all right, enough. Second story we have for you today. I just love the headline from this one. A Reading man made 250,000 pounds. That's a lot of money. How did he make it? From sperm website. Two men made about 250,000 pounds by illegally making sperm available over the internet. Ricky Gage, 49, and Nigel Woodforth, 43, allegedly operated Fertility First, which made sperm available from anonymous donors without a license. Basically, they just got their friends to jizz in a cup, and they would mail it off to you after payment. The men from Reading, Berkshire, acted as brokers for women who wanted to conceive. They didn't. Why is that illegal? You know what I mean? I don't understand the problem. If you're abroad and you want to get pregnant, it's so fucking easy, right? Just ask a guy to put it in you. That's not illegal, and I'm sure the guy would be ecstatic to know that he really has no financial responsibility for this child that is going to pop forth from the cunt hole. Just looking for some cum, you know. All right, they deny two counts of procuring sperm illegally under the Human Fertilization and Embryology Act. Jesus. The men argue that their company was simply an information site, which acted as an introduction database. It's like a sperm dating site, meaning they were not procuring or making sperm available. In the first case of its kind, jurors heard the website, which was run from the basement of Mr. Woodforth's home, brought together women who wanted to conceive and men who wanted to donate sperm. It really is just like an introduction service. Come on. The site offered women a life-changing opportunity. Life-ruining opportunity. Clients were allowed to choose the ethnicity, height, hair color, and even hobbies of the sperm donor. The prosecution said the women paid an 80-pound joining fee and 300 pounds to use the service before being given access to details of anonymous donors. Once selected, a delivery of the donor's sperm was arranged, at a cost of 150 pounds through a courier service. A list showed 792 deliveries had been made by the company. So when the courier service knocked on these women's doors and handed them a vial of sperm, what the fuck did they do with it? Like, do you just pour it in your cunt? Or what? The men are accused of procuring sperm for one woman between March and June 2008 after she filled an online form with her partner and paid fees to the pair. She received the sperm in June but did not get pregnant. The couple began to have doubts about the company when the anonymous donor's name was mistakenly revealed to them. Whoops! The men were arrested in April 2009 after an undercover police operation. The pair had been warned by the Human Fertilization Embryology Authority, or HEFIA, that they would need a license to operate their company under regulations introduced in July 2007. They should really be grandfathered in. The law was brought in to ensure that both donors and women wanting to conceive had access to information and counseling, and to help protect against the risks of diseases, including the HIV. The trial continues. And finally today, this one just happens to come from our most fucked up state. Stay with me!
Florida, our most fucked up state.
Yes! Orange County, Florida. Fuck you if you're not from Orange County, Florida. An Orlando man is facing charges Monday morning after police said he sped off in a stolen car. Wait for it. While the owner was still on the hood. Now, okay. I understand no one wants to have their vehicle stolen, right? Especially if you're in the car. Like, if you're in the car and someone pulls you out, you know, it's scary and infuriating, but one thing you should never do, especially when the keys are in the ignition, is to try to protect the car by throwing yourself on the hood. That's just a fuck-witted thing to do. Mazard and this is where the show falls apart. Mazard McMillian is charged with a grand theft and attempted murder with grand theft and attempted. Let's just start over. The story comes from our most fucked up state. Say it with me.
Florida, our most fucked up state.
All right. The story comes from Orange County, Florida. Fuck you if you're not from Orange County, Florida. I'm a fucktard. An Orlando man is facing charges Monday morning after police said he sped off in a stolen car while the owner was still on the hood. Now, here's the thing. Don't go on the hood. Mazard McMillan, or something, whatever his name is, I can't pronounce it, is charged with grand theft and attempted murder. Police said the car's owner saw him stealing the car and jumped on the hood. See what I mean? Not a good idea. He took off and ended up hitting another vehicle at Orange Blossom Trail and West Central Boulevard, throwing the owner from the car. The victim was taken to the hospital and is expected to recover. That's it. That's the whole fucking story. Making me angry. All right, that, my friends, is your distorted news for Tuesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, freak, speak to me, please.
And this boy, your monkey overlord, darling. Timothy, on Wednesday's program, when you were featuring the premature squirter, you were bamboozled when she kept saying baseball. Well, that's an old burlesque joke. Let me fill you in. The whole idea is that when a man is in flagrante derelicto, they're supposed to think decidedly unsexy thoughts.
Oh.
And the stereotypical one is think about baseball. I don't quite use that technique. You see, when I'm banging the bejesus out of your mother's rectum, I think of that man you featured in the video who castrated himself and whose balls were falling off in blackened disarray. With that in my mind, I can go all night long, and I wait until exactly 5:45 in the morning to ejaculate deep in your
mother. All right, thank you, Pan.
Timothy, eat the poo-poo, Henson.
Eat the poo-poo.
Sideshow member, sweet rectum again. I'm wrong. I went back and listened and read the transcript to the backing up song, and she's not saying I was putting one more type of coffee. She was saying I was putting one more tap of coffee.
It doesn't matter. I don't even remember what that was in
reference
to.
Hey, Timmy, this is your listen-turd puppy here.
Ooh.
I'm, sitting over here, jacking off and, smoking. And, listen to your fucking show and you're talking about
man.
Goddamn porn. And, the girl's coming prematurely and then the director starts saying, a dog shitting on a curb and she starts saying baseball. And you're screaming, what the fuck does that mean? Whenever you're fucking someone and you don't want to come real fast and you start thinking, oh god, baseball sucks. I'm going to think about that not to come in their face. That's what they're doing, dude.
Yeah. Why is everyone so angry at me about that? I'm sorry.
Hey, Tim. Tone Deaf Sean here.
Shouldn't the guy be saying baseball, not the girl?
Hey, Tim.
Oh, wait, she's saying it because she's... Wow, I'm really slow today.
Tone Deaf Sean here. What the hell am I watching here? Is that Joey? He has the oddest shaped body, I have to tell you.
Well, one more reason to check out that video and become a Sideshow member.
Hey, Timmy. Hey, freaks. This is Naughty Nipples from Melbourne. Oh, my God. Tonetta makes my dick get hard.
Oh, there you go. Man. Yes.
Goo-goo, Timmy Boo. This is JFK from Texas now.
Hi, JFK.
I'm here at college. I didn't quite grow up with you. I found you only a couple years ago, so it was only half my high school life that you screwed me over. But I would say the fact that the first episode I listened to was, I think, Corey's Fuddruckers Baby Dildo Sex Task Tuesday. And that didn't send me running for the hills.
Replay that one.
Says a lot about my mental state before that. But I just watched the Jonetta video.
Yes.
That was awesome. And I would just like to say thank you to Naughty Nipples and Spider for funding that.
Yes,
that
I made sure to thank them at the end of the video, and they did a great job giving me money. Giving Joe money, actually. Again, if you want to check it out, superfreaksideshow.com.
Hey, Tim. Tone Deaf Kid and Steve Dave here. Hey, look, Tim, I got a message for all the blind listeners, whatever.
The blinds.
I'm sick of hearing you cane swingers complain, okay? If you got a problem, come talk to me. Leave Tim alone. Other thing, Tim, Tim, where are you? There was a new episode of Horrors on Monday, and I never
God
see you
damn it, I missed the episode. Everyone was talking about Hoarders last night, and I missed it at 10 o'clock. And then I tweeted, I said, oh, God, is it going to be, airing again? And apparently at 1 a.m. it did, and I missed that one. And I don't have a DVR right now. God, fuck me.
Hey, Tim, it's Sir Roivus calling in. I was just on the bus, and everyone was, packed in the front end of the bus and when I got on. So as I went to sit down, I realized that the reason why everyone was in the front end of the bus is because there was this really stanky bum in like the back seat who just smelled like living rot. So everyone was like trying to sit as far away from him as possible.
They should just kick him off the bus.
And he's sitting back there all smug and like, you know, the personal spaces stank has, you know, afforded him. And, but like two stops later, a pack of like 15 adult retards got on the bus, and they all crammed in the back of the bus with him, and he just looked so miserable, stuck in the corner, turned the whole backside of that bus into like a big, stinky, drooly mess.
Retard Trump smelly man.
Hey, Tim, it's Igor, long-time listener, first-time caller.
Igor.
Not sideshow member yet.
Yeah.
I know.
Fuck you.
I have to say, I think I found the most unsettling thing you've ever talked about.
What?
Surprisingly, the world's worst snorer from the 9-3 show.
You didn't like
God, it makes my skin crawl.
Really?
Fuck me. All right.
That's strange. Is that big of a reaction? Yes, Colin.
Hey, Tim.
Yes.
This is Deb Kreisniger, side show member from Central Kentucky.
Uh-huh.
I just heard a guy in the parking lot at Taco Bell that explains every stereotype that anybody ever had about Kentucky. This guy was, I guess, arguing about his kid or some relative that he had hired to help him work in tobacco, and he was very, very pissed off about this kid, and he was, to whomever he was talking to on the phone, he said,
"But I'm going to tell you what. Now, when I was a kid, they had us out there at 13, 14 years old working. Now, this kid's 17, and I swear they're going to hit his ass upside the head with the tobacco stick."
Yeah. So.
You know, my dad is from Kentucky, so I'm part hick, I guess.
Hey, Timmy Boo. It's Danielle, your lifetime sideshow freak.
Ah, good girl.
And I just got done listening to... Today's Wednesday. I just got done listening to the Monday show, and you were talking about Gooners with somebody who'd called in, and you mentioned that somebody sent you a picture. That would be me. It was taken at my downtown farmer's market. There is a booth down there where they sell delicious Gooners in many flavors. And it's spelled G-O-O-N-E-R.
Right, that's how you spell Gooners.
And, apparently they're like Rangoons filled with different things. But I saw
like crab Rangoons, but instead of the crab, you know, that you get at a Chinese place, it's filled with other stuff. They're Gooners.
And laughing. And I saw Gooners, and of course that's all I can think of. So I got a picture and sent it to you, yes.
If I ever get sick of calling you guys my freaks, I'm going to call you my little Gooners. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. Want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-666. Oh, God, I did, okay.
Chocolate.
Spread the distortion. Tell all your friends about the podcast. If you are not yet Sideshow Freak, sign up right now because the extended portion starts in just a few seconds. Otherwise, we'll see you back tomorrow for the big Wednesday program. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.
Fill you up. You have no idea. Play with your hole. Make it nice and loose.